Once upon a time, in a small country, two boys had an idea. It was so bad, they just started podcasting. And welcome back to another episode of DNA Podcast.
Oh, the video.
Yes, I did, Azdin. Yes, I did. Hey, wasn't it a good one? Come on.
I don't know what. I don't even know what I have to say to that. Like,
why?
Because it's... How long did it take you to make that up?
You don't want to know. But the thing is, on Wednesdays, we now have a class, Creative Innovation. And that's all about innovation and inspiration. And yesterday, the focus was on inspiration.
And what was your inspiration for writing that?
My inspiration was... I was thinking, like, when and why do we actually start this? And how do we come? What were our most stupid ideas? Like, for example, that marble world record we wanted to break.
Are we going to start about that?
No, and that's when I started. Hey, our ideas were so bad, we just had to start podcasting to tell them.
But the marble game, Ale, the marble stuff.
Mm-hmm. That was actually a good idea.
Yeah,
we just never went
through.
It was
a really good idea. And who does that now? My brother. He has a marble series of it.
Oh, yeah, that's
about
true.
About marbles. Our idea.
That's true.
He took it and he was like...
With Kurt Rogiers.
Yeah, okay. He didn't take our idea. But
yeah,
like,
yeah, man.
He does that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we wanted to do it for a good cause.
Yeah, but okay, we wanted to break a world record. Maybe we should think about that.
I still want to do it.
We'll think about it.
It was a good idea.
It was a good idea. So that's why.
For people
who don't know,
I'm eating right now. So if I'm talking
of
a little
you
bit
are.
Weird,
of course you're always eating.
Because I'm eating Mikado.
No, and I wanted to start off because last time you did that movie special. I had to be in Michelin, and it was actually a nice one. I don't agree with your lists necessarily.
I wasn't. No. For the people who are
no,
listening.
I do agree with your first places of all three of you. Spider-Man. That was I do.
Yeah,
agree
I know,
with that.
I know. But Josef and Aaron actually did tell me to make your top 10 of 2021.
And you didn't do that.
No, I just make my list of my all-time favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there with Django Unchained, Inception, Spider-Man,
yeah.
Batman trilogy.
But you weren't allowed to use them.
I wasn't allowed to use them. And I stand by my top 10 from all time. So if I want to go... if you are doing it again, then we are going to do the like...
Oh, yeah. The all-time favorites.
Okay. I know for a fact my top 10 movies are the best in the whole.
Okay, world. I will join for that podcast. But we did at the end of that podcast, we had a giveaway. You could have won.
Yeah.
You could have won two movie tickets to Kinepolis, and actually, yeah,
someone really listened to us to the whole 2 hours.
No, it was not 2 hours. It was an
hour
and 15 minutes.
No,
it was not 2 hours. No,
it was.
19 minutes.
19
okay, 1.5 hours. Okay, okay.
But still, he listened 1.5 hours to us the whole time. And before I announced the giveaway,
mm-hmm.
giveaway, he could have just like ended the podcast. He stuck to
I would
the
have
end.
Ended it at the first 3 minutes, but...
we get a view after 1 minute, so we don't care. After 1 minute, just go away. But no
people listen to the end.
Yeah, he stuck to the end. And every podcast from now on end, we're going to do something. I don't know, this one time, because I...
Yeah, because we apparently
anything.
Just decided that.
The,
so people, that's how we do it.
The last time I gave away those cinema tickets,
yeah.
I also didn't prepare.
No,
I just
no.
Like in the end, we were talking about cinemas. Yeah, what's a perfect giveaway?
Movie tickets. And the winner is Mauro. So I'll DM
Mauro.
Him the...
From the Moroccan brothers.
Everything he knows and then... everything he needs to know and then I'll... send him the ticket. So yeah, that was actually pretty nice.
What are we going to do
today?
Yeah.
No, I first wanted to talk to you because you went to see the new movie
Uncharted.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Worth it or not?
It is worth it.
No spoilers, please.
Yeah, but I'm gonna give a few criticisms that I have about the movie.
But I haven't seen him, so don't spoil it.
No. It can use more action.
Can use more action, okay.
What do I hate about Tom Holland? He doesn't kill people. But
Uncharted, that's not his character. I mean,
yeah, but Uncharted...
Honestly,
the character of Uncharted throws grenades, shoots people in the head, drives a tank over people, and then in the movie, it's like...
That... Don't want to know.
Punching there. It... Like, the action scenes in the movie were really good, mm-hmm. like... On top, mm-hmm. on point. Mm-hmm. Not Marvel on point, but...
On point.
Sony on point. But... It could use more action, and it could use a little more maturity in the movie. It can use it. Just more action, more shooting, more mm-hmm. killing people. That's Uncharted.
Mm-hmm.
People were going to the movies thinking, yeah, Tom Holland, okay, he's a very young guy to play Nathan Drake. We give him a chance. They go and they see he won't kill people. I know. From America, yeah, if it's already PG-13, yeah, you have a whole audience that can mm-hmm. go to the cinema. In Belgium, no one gives a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, but really, it had to have more.
But it is worth it. It is a good movie.
It's
okay,
a really
yeah.
Good
cause
movie.
I only see good criticism, actually. Or good.
No, it's not.
Good points.
It's, it isn't bad, just...
What you expected, but it's good.
Yeah, it's not what I expected, but it's a really good movie.
Okay, but the thing is, honestly, I find Tom Holland an amazing actor. Everything he does extremely well. Honestly, I get James Bond vibes from him. I really feel like Tom Holland should be...
James Bond vibes at all. He
No, I do get... Because he's younger, but in 5 years, I think he can be...
He's not a person who can kill people. I don't see him killing...
Yeah, but that's the thing. No, but that's the thing with James Bond. He's also classy in suits, always in suit,
like
and then
that, but
when
he
has to, he kicks
action
ass.
Type. He isn't the action type for James Bond. James
when
Bond
he plays Spider-Man.
Huh?
He plays Spider-Man.
But what's the character of Spider-Man? He can't kill people. That is Spider-Man. Spider-Man doesn't kill people. People won't try to kill him, but he can't kill people. Spider-Man. So the character of Spider-Man. Actually, that's also the problem with Tom Holland. He's Spider-Man.
People and you see him as Spider-Man. Yeah, I don't have that. When I see Tom Holland, I see an extremely well-talented, good actor.
Yeah, I never said that he isn't. But he's Spider-Man, just like Tobey Maguire. Just like Tobey Maguire, just like Andrew Garfield. They are Spider-Man. You know how was...
No.
When I was in the cinema and I saw mm-hmm. those three together,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I can tell those spoilers because they already did gave interviews about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can also spoilers. I'll call it that after the spoiler, but spoilers. No, but nah. I just see too much Spider-Man coming through in his other roles.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch Uncharted and you'll exactly know what I mean.
Okay.
You have played Uncharted, I hope.
Of course I've played Uncharted.
Yeah.
I think everyone has played Uncharted.
He's a mercenary on top. He kills everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody. But...
Everybody is Kung Fu
Fighting. In the movie, you're gonna see, he doesn't kill a fly.
Okay. Yeah, but maybe that's a spin or a twist they want to give to the new Uncharted story.
Spoiler alert. It's not really a spoiler. There is coming another movie of Uncharted.
Yeah, but that's not a spoiler. That's announced.
I saw it. You saw it in the end of the movie.
There's
a part two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's been out long enough to be announced, or at least I knew then. So. See, now I forgot my point. No, honestly, I do get James Bond vibes with him, just because he's so classy. So not now.
Idris Elba. Oh,
yeah, okay,
but
he also will have to stop, just like Daniel Craig after two Daniel Craig after a few movies. So I think after After, yeah, I think Tom Holland will be the next in line. I hope. I hope.
Yeah, you have to be like 40, 35 to be.
Yeah, he's now, what, 25? Not even. So
40, he has to be 40.
Yeah, see, so after Idris Elba, he can take over. But do we actually know who the next James Bond is going to be?
No.
Oh.
But everybody expects now Idris Elba.
We want to, but will that be... They w- What
Idris
other names were floating?
Elba. Na, 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 na.
What other names were floating? That guy from...
I really don't know. I'm going to search it up.
The guy who played the bodyguard.
Ah, yeah. I'm still mad at Netflix for not giving us
the
season 2 of Bodyguard. How
a shame.
Can they make such a powerful message in a series and then?
Mm-hmm.
But that's also with the BBC. They gave us so good of
just
like
a BBC show. It's not a Netflix
a BBC
show.
But like BBC and Netflix always
mm-hmm.
get it. Just like my favorite series, Peaky Blinders.
Mm-hmm.
Also BBC show, but yeah, it's in cooperation with Netflix,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm gonna search it up right now. Next,
Peaky Blinders, yeah, also an amazing show.
Lashana Lynch, I don't know this one. I don't know why they would pick her. Do you know her? Do you know her?
I have no idea.
I've never seen her.
Didn't she play? Doesn't she play in No Time to Die already? Isn't she the 007?
I really don't know. Sam Heughan. I don't see him. Idris Elba. Top pick. Paul Mescal. Never. Oh, nah. Do you see him?
No.
Ah, Omar Sy.
Hmm.
From Lupin.
Yeah, I know it is.
But he's English.
Yeah, he probably knows.
He's English. A French guy. French people don't speak English. Totally forget Tom Hardy.
Oh.
Tom Hardy. Oh, he's my top pick.
Ah, no Idris Elba anymore, you hypocrites. See, Tom Holland. Yes, did they put Tom Holland in?
Yeah.
Maybe it is. I would love to.
Richard Madden.
No.
Henry Cavill. Superman.
Oh. No.
Killian Murphy.
Yeah. Why didn't we think of that?
Totally forget.
Yeah.
Okay, top pick.
Killian Murphy.
But then he's gonna be the James Bond, like the person he is in.
In Peaky Blinders.
Like, so, just smoking a cigarette, looking, throwing the cigarette away, and then the whole building is going up in flames.
That would be amazing. The name is Bond.
When he smokes
James
a cigarette,
Bond.
Just like in Peaky Blinders, you hear the crackling, you hear his lips sucking.
You hear his lips sucking.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
When he smokes the cigarettes in Peaky Blinders,
mm-hmm.
it's a whole experience,
mm-hmm.
and they know it.
Yeah.
So every time he does it
he
again,
sucks good.
You look and you say, "You go, Killian. You go, Killian." Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we are fans, ladies and gentlemen. We are fans.
Oh, Killian Murphy, like. He's my Mikado.
He's my Mikado. Oh, I wanted to say something else, but
oh,
I forgot.
Someone is not going to be happy if that person hears that
yeah.
Killian is my.
Yeah.
It's Killian Murphy, yeah?
Yeah.
Not Chilean.
You're the only one who said Chilean. I never said that. You're the only one who said Killian Murphy. I know it's Killian Murphy, you idiot. You even acknowledged it in the last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, Damir was right. See, I have that part cut out so I can just always play it. Like, Damir was... You just break the Mikado?
Yeah, it fell to the ground.
Yeah. You can eat it afterwards. And he picked it up.
5-second rule, bitch.
10 seconds later.
Oh my!
I'll cut it out in the podcast if it's 5 seconds.
Okay. And then you're gonna leave this.
Yeah. I'm a good friend, I know. Mm. Hey, but I would, in the back of my mind, I keep thinking of our marble world record we wanted to break. I'm kind of back in that vibe now.
It's like, how can we break?
Yeah, but we wanted to with plastic bottles, and we had a whole idea for our last project we worked on together in high school, that we wanted to break the world record of longest marble run. Is it marble run?
Yeah. Marble run with recycled
materials. With recycled materials. So I even reached out to Guinness for that, but then yeah.
Then they said how much.
No, that wasn't.
Yeah, it was $250, but we couldn't spend it.
And also the time problem, as in we had to do it in a certain period, and we couldn't.
Then we had Croatia, we had Rome, we had our internship.
Yeah,
so we didn't have any time.
We also didn't have the time, so we adopted an animal.
Yeah, we adopted an animal. First, it was I know. First, it was a ice bear.
Mm-hmm. Polar bear.
Polar bear. A polar bear,
and then
when we wanted to adopt a polar bear, WWF and I discovered they weren't. They weren't in danger of becoming extinct.
Oh, was that the reason?
Yeah, that was the reason, because
because for some reason we couldn't anymore.
People think do you know what polar bears actually are? They are just brown bears, really.
They're white.
Polar bears, their hair.
Hair, yeah, okay, we follow, we can listen.
Yeah, but
that's Mikado.
My tongue is getting a little bit tired of that sentence. Their hair exists of tubes.
Yeah.
It's not solid. Yeah. It's a tube.
Okay.
But like anatomically,
mm-hmm.
they're just a brown bear,
okay.
but just with different hair. So if they die, so we have enough in America, we have enough in Europe.
But we don't want them to we don't want them to die. Yes,
yeah,
please, thank you.
But then again, you just take a little bit of their DNA, shall I say it like that. You just inseminate some bears and you have polar bears. Yeah. Some
You're
other animals you can do that, like with toucans and like those big birds.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you're not blending puppies, so that's an inside joke.
I won't follow it.
Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Everybody's gonna laugh at me now.
I'll tell you later. But what?
No,
oh yeah. No. What other animal did we adopt? A gorilla?
A gorilla. And then I worked at gorillas, and I have a jacket of a gorilla.
Aha! See,
it's full circle
moment. No, but yeah, maybe we should reconsider the marble run again.
Hmm.
That would be
it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of hard work.
And you have a lot of time.
Volunteers.
And you have a lot of time.
Did I have?
Not even denying. Yeah, see, we'll think about it again. Have you figured out what they can win this podcast?
No. I still don't know. We have to wait a little bit longer for them to know what they can win. But I'm thinking of what I have
merch?
At home. Oh, do you still?
I have merch, and there is merch on its way, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you still have a t-shirt?
T-shirt, pants.
Also,
yeah.
The shorts.
Shorts, yeah, pants, shorts. And other merch is also coming.
Okay,
yes.
then for later.
That's for
later. I already know.
Which way you know? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I already know what
okay. I'm going to do. And you wanted to touch on the topic of our Russian friend.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting serious right now, so sit down, seatbelts on.
Probably not. But I just wanted to say to some people,
mm-hmm.
how racist they are. Did you have seen the videos of reporters from the BBC, from Sky News. I don't know which.
I don't watch Sky News.
So
neither do I watch BBC, actually.
I'm just gonna be a little bit serious for now. Mm-hmm. People really have to have a hard look on themselves, especially people who say this. Yeah, this war is happening in Europe. We are a civilized country. Those people with blue eyes and blonde hair don't deserve that. But what they forget, the biggest war crimes, the biggest wars, that everything that happened in war and everything that's designed for in war has happened because of Europe. The atomic bomb, who invented it?
I don't know.
Albert Einstein. He's one of the people who invented
it. Yeah, okay, but he invented a lot of things.
Yeah, but why did we invent it? Because of the war in Europe. The world wars. So people say, yeah, they are a civilized country. Those are people with blue eyes and don't let people of color through the border.
Just those are people with blue eyes. That's just factually not correct because most of them don't have blue eyes or blonde hair.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Actually, only 3% of the world population. It's a small percentage. I'm just saying 3%, but it's a small percentage. Yeah, I don't know the exact one. Is blonde hair and blue eyes.
I will show you the videos.
I want them.
If you are done, of the reporters, and even here in Belgium, the Vlaams Belang.
Yeah, okay, but Vlaams Belang, come on.
I know, but
we don't. Yeah.
Reporters.
We're apolitical, but we are not.
Yeah, politicians, reporters, everybody saying those are white people, those are people with blonde hair, blue eyes.
The far right and the far left, both of them are not condemning the war.
No, I'm not talking Ukraine. About that. I'm just talking about the double-sidedness of this war. So, wars that we started, NATO countries, we say, hey, they have to stay there. And
Ukraine is not a NATO country.
No, I was just talking about Iraq, Palestine. Then, if we raise their flag, a football club raises their flag, they get a fine. With Ukraine, they are not getting a fine. It's so double-sided, and just people have to look really hard in the mirror just so they know, like...
A war is a war, doesn't matter.
A war is a war. People running from war, we need to help them unintentionally. We don't need to look at their skin. We don't need to look at their eyes. We don't need to look at anything. If they are running away from war, we are obliged to help them getting safe.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I wanted to say. In the end, those people have to have a really good look at themselves. The people who are talking online in real life.
We also see that there are hundreds of thousands of people who are actually helping people.
Of course.
It like even brings out the good in people.
Like people just giving up their homes to help people. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also a lot of people who are defending those journalists, who are defending those politicians, and they really need to have a good look at themselves. And
I agree.
They need to know that they are donkeys and actually not so good of. Yeah.
Yeah. When we actually,
I'm not gonna slander them, but they really need to have a good look at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. Just wanted to say that. And okay. Done with this. I have a riddle.
You have a riddle?
Yeah, just gonna search up.
Oh, and who figures out the riddle can get the merch? Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I play?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There's a one-story house in which everything is yellow. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What color are the stairs? This I'm gonna repeat it. There's a one-story house in which everything is yellow. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What color are the stairs?
What color are the stairs?
I'm gonna repeat it one more time. Don't say anything. There's a one-story house in which everything is yellow. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What color are the stairs?
Okay, you have repeated it now 3 times. I guess it's clear.
The one who guessed it,
and was the first to guess it right. Yeah, whatever. The fastest and the correct answer.
We'll
win the merch.
Something of merch. I don't know what exactly, but they will get something.
Okay, I can. Okay, shoot. Fine. I like it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, by the way, just one.
Honey. I was just surprised by your reaction.
No, I have one fun fact. Did you? Oh, no. Is it? No, yeah. Okay, I can cut it out if it's not okay. That in Russia, their Russian money is worth so... It's worthless that it is cheaper to wipe your ass with the money than with toilet paper.
Yeah, just in... do you know with $1 you are a billionaire in Zimbabwe? That's why I always wanted to go to Zimbabwe. I just want to take 100 euros and I'm a multi-trillionaire.
Multi-trillionaire. Yeah, see, that was a fun fact. And we can leave it at that.
Deserve it. No, the people who live there don't deserve it. But Putin does.
Yeah. And let's end it there. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the riddle. If you don't, then, yeah, well, go back and listen to it. He repeated it 3 times. And, yeah, if you can guess the riddle... And if you are good and well and follow the rules, well, just maybe you'll see the Smurfs.
I'm just going to say one more thing.
Say one more thing.
The one who sees the Smurfs, I'm going to bring you to a mental hospital. Yeah. I've never seen the Smurfs. I don't know what Damir is talking about. Still, I don't know. Really, I don't know what he's talking about.
He really doesn't.
But if you see a Smurf, and you think about us, I'm going to bring you myself to a mental hospital. Just so you know.
Till next week.